Well, we would like to welcome today to our ministry focus, Joe Emmert. Welcome, Joe. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Doug. Great to be back.
Well, Joe has been here at our studios before, and I got to know Joe pretty well when we traveled together with TWR to South America back in 2004, and I enjoyed that time very much, getting to know Joe. And Joe also had a chance to work with us on our project for a radio station in Papua New Guinea. And we're here today to learn a little bit about what has happened since those first days when we introduced the project here at WDAC and what has happened. So, Joe, give us a little bit of history of when the project got started and how that whole project unfolded.
Well, thank you, Doug. It's a real pleasure to be back. And as they would say in Papua New Guinea, you and me, tupala talk talk. You and me, two fellas, two people, let's have a talk. And so, you, me, tupala, talk, talk. It's been a number of years now. I was at an NRB convention, National Religious Broadcasters, and Ron Klein, who was president then of HCJB, World Radio, saw me standing in the back of the room and said loudly with his big, bold bass voice, "There's Joe Emmert. Joe, tell us what's happening in Papua New Guinea." So I gave a little update on the radio network in Papua New Guinea. And after that little talk, Paul Hollinger stopped me in the hallways, and I'd known Paul and Sylvia for a number of years because of the NRB convention and our work together in Christian radio. And he said, "Joe, I'd like to learn more about the Papua New Guinea project." And that conversation led to the listeners of WDAC joining with Paul and Sylvia and contributing the funds for a sister radio station in Papua New Guinea at a place called Ukurumpa. Mm-hmm. And the town near there is Kainantu, but we all refer to it as Ukurumpa, because that is what they call Little America. There's many, many, many missionaries who are headquartered in that part of Papua New Guinea,
right,
from many, many missions. And so your radio station, WDAC's sister radio station in Papua New Guinea, has a rather unique ministry there because it ministers to both missionary families and nationals, Papua New Guineans.
Right.
And it's a wonderful ministry. I was there 4 weeks ago, and I asked, "How is Ukurumpa doing?" And they told me it's on the air, going strong.
Oh, that's wonderful news.
Yeah.
I know that we have a special interest because some of our missionaries from the Lancaster area are live right there in Ukurumpa. So it was a special touch from home, if we can say it that way, to have a station that was helped by WDAC listeners to be kind of founded and funded right there in Ukurumpa.
Yeah. It's doing well. It's going strong. The network is called One Talk Radio Light. Wantok is a pidgin word for we speak the same language, Wantok. And so we're Wantoks, and the network is speaking the language of the love of Christ. So it's Wantok Radio Light, for the light of Christ. And they're now up to about 16 FM stations.
16, okay.
And a shortwave.
Oh, wow.
And the government in Papua New Guinea, the ministry's been on the air now 10 years.
It's been 10 years,
okay. It's been 10 years.
And it started with just one station, I would assume.
In the capital city of Port Moresby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one station. And then quickly got two and three and four, and then it slowed down for a while, and then they started building again. And they really are doing it on their own. By that I mean the Papua New Guineans support their own Christian radio ministries.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It really is wonderful. We help them with things that they still need help on, some of the high-tech engineering things, satellite uplinking and downlinking. But they're very, very much, when it comes to the operation of the daily expenses, they're taking care of all their own expenses. And we told them that's how it would have to be.
Right.
And they're really living up to that challenge. But they're now that they're 10 years old, here about 3-4 months ago, they had their annual share-a-thon. We taught them how to do share-a-thons, and they had their annual share-a-thon, and the Minister of Finance from the government of Papua New Guinea was there, and he was the featured speaker. And he got up, and he said, "I have an announcement to make. I've just come from a meeting with the Prime Minister, and we are going to be contributing to the Ministry of Wantok Radio Light 4 million kina." Now, that's their denomination for a dollar, kina. They call it the kina. And, of course, that sent a gasp out across this large crowd that was at this banquet. That's the equivalent, Doug, of about $2 million U.S. dollars.
Oh, my.
Now, here in the United States, we would gasp and say, you mean the government will support Christian radio?
Right. We sure would.
But over there, the government has a very, very long history of supporting Christian ministries. They support hospitals, clinics, schools, anything that's providing social infrastructure for humanitarian good. And they've watched One Talk Radio Light for 10 years contribute into the society, announcing things about the love of Christ that brings any society up.
Right.
The gospel brings a society up out of the doldrums of sin, and it cleanses a society. And so when they saw this happening, they wanted to include One Talk Radio Light in their government support of evangelical Christian work. And as a matter of fact, in their constitution in Papua New Guinea, they have built right into the constitution that Papua New Guinea is a Christian country based on Christian biblical principles. It's there.
My goodness. So that gives them the freedom to give funds to these kinds of ministries. And it sounds like they don't add any strings to the giving. This is yours, and
That's right. You
may use it as you would like to.
There are no strings attached. They don't have to report back in terms of certain expenditures. Now, the government did ask that they would use the funds to build 40 more radio stations.
40 more. Well, I'm sure that upset them a little bit. I'm being very facetious when I say that.
Yeah, they were thrilled. They were absolutely thrilled. And they've already placed the order through HCJB, World Radio. That's our main engineering partner. But we've already placed the order. I think it's for 30 Crown transmitters.
Wow.
So the FM transmitters.
Wow.
We're building up the equipment list so that when the HCJB engineers go over and join with the Papua New Guineans, they'll be able to install. Sometimes they'll do 3 and 4 stations a trip. Because these are not really tall towers. These are not extensive radio stations that need a full staff. These are what we call translators, and we are uplinking the signal to satellite. So anywhere in the nation, We can install one of these FM translators to cover a village or a town.
Right.
And it's just amazing how the people are responding to One Talk Radio Light.
Wow.
Yeah.
So 40 new stations over the course of the next 2-3 years? Is there a timetable they've set on that?
They've asked for it, you know, if possible, within 2-3 years to get these stations up and running. And we built a station in a place called Bougainville. Now, Bougainville, if anybody looks at their map of the South Pacific, Papua New Guinea, Bougainville would be on the eastern side of the main island of Papua New Guinea. It's its own set of islands, but it's part of Papua New Guinea, but it's called Bougainville. But over the years, there's been a lot of strife between the main island and Bougainville. Things have settled down now. They kind of have their own government, but they're still under the parliament of Papua New Guinea. Well, we built a station at a place called Buka in Bougainville. And Ron Klein was there to help launch the station. Dr. Wright was there from NRB.
Oh, sure.
And they cut the ribbon to dedicate the station to the Lord. Well, one night, the evening announcer on One Talk Radio Light received a call. His name is Pastor Joe Piniao. And Pastor Joe received a telephone call, and he thought it might have been a bogus call at first. The person on the other end said, "Hi, I'm the police commissioner of Bougainville, and can you send me some Bibles?"
Oh, my.
And Pastor Joe listened, and then he realized it was a genuine call. And he said, "Mr. Commissioner, I can send you one or two, but we don't have a lot of Bibles here to send out. Maybe I can put an appeal out on the radio." Okay. So he put an appeal out on the radio over several nights, didn't get a real big response, and he was disappointed by that. He waited several weeks, and one day the phone rang, and it was one of the Bible societies in Papua New Guinea. And they said, "How did that appeal go we heard you mention?" "Well, not too well. We got a few dozen Bibles." And they said, "Well, we would like to take part in that project to give Bibles to Bougainville." And they donated a ton and a half of Bibles.
A ton and a half.
And Pastor Joe called the police commissioner back in Bougainville. Now, understand that Bougainville has been through a lot of strife, and the police commissioner knew that the Word of God was the answer to that strife.
Right.
And so he arranged for a freighter from Australia to go to Port Moresby, pick up this ton and a half of Bibles to take back to Bougainville.
Oh, that is just wonderful.
It's a great story,
so neat.
Doug, of what God is doing in Papua New Guinea. I mentioned Pastor Joe. He's on every night. He has a program called The Chapel in the Air.
Okay.
Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm, sure does.
And he has this program for 2 hours, and he receives, on average, 17,000 text messages a month from listeners.
A month. Wow.
It's the cheapest way they have to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one toya, 1 cent.
Right.
And they can communicate for one penny, a little message, and a message to a friend, or in this case, to One Talk Radio Light. I couldn't believe it. That's a lot of text messages.
It sure is.
And God is using the ministry in a powerful way in Papua New Guinea. And special thanks to, the WDAC listeners who participated in that project, Doug. And if they would like more information, we can help them get it.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it just reminds me of the multiplication effect of what $1 does in the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm reminded of the story of the five loaves and the two fish, and my son wrote about that, so that's why it's fresh in my memory. But the conclusion of his little story that he wrote was, when we put our little that we have to offer in the Lord's hands, he multiplies it many times more than we could think possible.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening in Papua New Guinea.
It is.
We just rejoice in what the Lord is doing. And we wanted to take this time just to give a report of the Lord's blessing, what is going on in Papua New Guinea. 40 new stations coming in the next 2 to 3 years. Will that cover the island, or will there be more stations that would be...
The government would like 60.
Would like 60,
yeah,
okay.
60 more. They would like a radio station in every province of Papua New Guinea, at least one. And even then, it wouldn't cover all of the little towns and villages and tribal villages. And in fact, some of those small villages maybe wouldn't even know English. We broadcast in three languages, but there are 800 languages in Papua New Guinea.
Okay.
And so we're trying to use the major languages that we can, and doing our best to cover as much of the population as we can. I mentioned Pastor Joe, by the way. If anybody wants to see him tell me this story about the text messages he gets, we have him on a little video on our website called missionaryradio.org.
Okay.
And you can link to it and find a link to the video there. It's not the best audio and video, just done spontaneously, but you can see Pastor Joe tell the story.
Neat. Missionradio.org.
Missionary, yeah.
Missionaryradio.org.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you mentioned that if our listeners would like any other information, how would they contact you or find out more information? Where would they do that?
They could, if they want to use that website, they can, missionaryradio.org, and lots of information is there. Or they can contact me at 770-229-2020. That's the phone number where I can be reached, 770-229-2020, and then I'll get back to them with more information if they wish.
Very good. Well, Joe, it's a pleasure to have you here. And it's just a real joy to hear what the Lord is doing. And thank you for stopping by and taking this time just to update us on what's happening in Papua New Guinea and how the Lord is blessing those efforts there.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And as they would say in Papua New Guinea, thank you, true.
And thank you.